This shouldn't be a thing.
Calvin found this one, and we're not going to have nearly enough time. We may have to bring this back tomorrow. Yeah. This is from USA Today, Amaris Encinas. Who wins in a fight between 100 men and a gorilla? Expert weighs in on viral debate. YouTube personality Mr. Beast.
Oh, God, this idiot.
And lifestyle influencer James Charles are among the many voicing their opinions on apparently what is a big debate. Calvin, you are more up on this than we were. So it's just a hypothetical about can 100 men beat a gorilla, right?
Yeah, it stems from this viral tweet that was like some guy saying that if he had 100 people that were really dedicated, he thinks they could take on a gorilla. And people started making fun of him for how ridiculous it was.
Yeah.
But then it started, people genuinely started asking the question, and it kind of became a meme.
And the thing, too, is that when Calvin first brought this up, we kind of were all in agreement that this is one of the stupidest premises ever. And we thought we had moved on.
No.
Here we are.
Yeah. Here we are, because there are all kinds of hypotheticals.
Yeah,
because
we were like,
and that's when it devolved. This hypothetical spurs all kinds of other hypothetical situations.
Yep. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. And I have first of all, expert. Come on, are we using that word generously? But no, they don't.
100 men cannot beat a gorilla.
No, logistically, no.
See, and I disagree with you. Just numerically, 100 men. Yes, could be a gorilla.
How, though? Is it 100 punches in a row?
Well, and again, this is where, Calvin, because these are the things that are being discussed now.
Yeah.
The finer points of this fight.
Mm-hmm.
The hypothetical, first posted on what used to be Twitter, has turned into a full-blown discussion, including memes, across several social media platforms. Some have taken enough time to carefully consider the question and give a thoughtful response. Others are having more fun reacting to the random trains of thought. Tara Stowinski, president and chief science officer of the Dion Fossey Gorilla Fund.
Oh, okay.
The woman knows gorillas.
Okay, yes,
she knows
absolutely.
From gorillas.
Yes.
Said the numbers game really works in favor of the people.
I think that if you just throw 100 people in there, 40 of them are going to run away scared. And I told you this before, and I'll say it, and this might sound very extreme, but I think that gorilla uses one human to start beating up other humans.
But again, I just think you're outnumbered by so much.
But there's so many people piling at you, people can't get to them.
But if it was 10 guys, the gorilla would probably win. You're talking about 100 people.
Yeah, I know, but...
And one poor, lowly gorilla.
Yeah, that's the other thing, too, is I really don't like this. I don't really like this scenario, putting that thought into my head either.
I think in terms of being able to prolong a battle that would eventually wear a gorilla out, and our ability to cooperate and coordinate, I think those elements kind of work against the gorilla. According to Tara Stowinski, who is with the Dion Fossey Gorilla Fund.
What does she know? Expert schmexpert. I just think humans would fail at this task and the gorilla would find a way. I want to believe.
What amazes me is just how much time and effort is being devoted to something entirely hypothetical, Calvin.
We're already 3.5 minutes into that.
I know,
so.
I know. Any final thoughts? Calvin?
Bucks and six.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's definitely an interesting question and it's always weird what catches fire on the internet.
Yeah. King Kong versus Ding Dongs. That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.